Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Banks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is hit by the pitch. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pascual settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Batty reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant juggles the ball. That's an error on Grant. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Francona reaches second base with a double. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals catches it. Francona is tagging up. There's the throw, and Francona is out at the plate. That's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Tito Francona. Bill Plyce now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing left field. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Killebrew moves to second. Johnny Gorrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Ray Moore now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 3 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Held takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 3 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Batty strikes out. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.